Monday night, Orluch of Dalid Teves. Bar Halacha and Teves Halvogas. Very briefly, it's a large, like anything in Halacha is, but very briefly, the basic categories of being done, some of the Kafschus, which is a regular Chiyuv, you have to be done, people are Kafschus. So there's four categories of people. You see them doing something, and different ways of interpreting what they're doing. Or it's possible that there are different ways. So four categories. One is someone that's known as a Yirei Shemayim, someone that's not a cut above a regular person. He is medakov, he strives, he is largely successful. He's not a regular person. So you have to be done on the kavshus, even if what you see is more note lechova. The second category is regular people. They're nizra not to do averus, but you know, people are people. So there, if it's equal or it's note, and certainly if it's note lechatzchus, you have to be done the kavshus. If it's more logical and it's note lechatzchos, so what you should do is you should make it the satzchus has to be that you're mesupik. It's not clear. You don't have to be done on the kafschus, but you have to make it into a suffik. Not to be done on the kafchova. Okay, that's a Russia who's not careful about his actions at all. You can be done the kafchov. Maybe you should be done on the kafchov. Okay, and the fourth category is someone you don't know. So there, you can't say there's a chiyuv, but there's a midah tova. You should be done on the kafschus if you don't know anything about the person. So there's a tzaddik, we'll call him, not a perfect tzaddik, it's just, I'm saying that, because logically, I don't think it would have to be a perfect tzaddik, but someone that's, you know, a cut above, as I say. So there you have to be on the kafschus, even if it's no to the tzatchova, a regular person. If it's no to the tzatchus, or if it's equal, you have to be on the kafschus. And if it's no to the chova, you should make it at least a sofik hashokul. A rashi, you don't have to be on the kafschus. You could be on the kafchova. And someone you don't know, you should be on the kafschus as a midah tova. Okay. Okay, we're in the middle of the chavis alav v'shar cheshman hanefesh, number 7. Number 7 is really the classical Cheshbon HaNefesh, but of course from the perspective of the Chavis HaLovis, which is think about all the things Hashem has done for you in your life, and then think about if your actions are commensurate with that. And the Chavis HaLovis, and he really takes us from Shara Vodas Hashem. You know, we talk about Eved Hashem, we want to serve Hashem, Eved Hashem. He said, you know, if you ever think about an Eved, and he's myrich about that in Shara Avodos Elokim, I'm not going to go over it now, but and that's really where he's coming from. So he says, Uchiyakar Eved Miadonov, if the Eved realizes from his master, and again, the Eved is like totally dependent on his master, it's a very special madrega to reach. It's certainly the reality and the truth that we're hanging by a thread, the thread being Hashem's will. Maybe it shouldn't be called a thread, but, you know, we're nothing can be taken for granted. Everything is tenuous. Tenuous in the sense that it's totally in Hashem's will. And we should walk around maybe confident because of the midah bitachon, but it is a tenuous existence that we have, and Hashem is providing us with everything, and we should always walk around grateful that we're still alive, and we're, Baruch Hashem, well, and sometimes we say basically well, but that's also a very, very special thing. So, Chiyakar Eben Me'adonav Simone Tovosov Ha'otfos B'nafsho B'gufa B'choltan U'osov V'shehu Mashkifal of Tomid, and this constant overseeing, because Hashem is always watching over us. The Yodea Niglosov Ministerosov, he knows what I do and what I think. The Shomer Al Koltenu Osov, the Kosher Osom Ba'asurov, not sure what that means. The Kosher Osom Ba'asurov, he ties them up with his cords. Umoshel, maybe that means Umoshel Bohem, and Hashem is in control of my life. So I'm like a puppet on a string, really. v'tzuras nisyonu v'chinoso b'meshehitelo, and Hashem allowed me to live and to have bechira and to use my evorim v'hirshol me avoras machshavoso v'yitzura v'atob v'ram, and Hashem gave me bechira. Hashem allowed me to do what I want, basically. He gave me free rein. He allowed it. It's possible for me to do it. He told me what to do, but he allowed me free rein. V'yachshol b'mesoras ha-Torah v'horoso al mashiyesh b'ritzon alokov. So I should be thinking on my own, what is Hashem's will? How do I express my gratitude to Hashem for all that He has done for me? And what, literally, means what gets Hashem angry? What doesn't He want? So, naturally, if you're aware and grateful for everything the Adon does, and you're aware of what makes Him angry and what makes Him happy, and you're profoundly grateful for everything that He has allowed you to do and gives you and provides you with. So, Mishtavish b'chalpinos gufo v'kochos nafshu b'meshe yimtzu. This is like the whole thing in this paragraph. Mishtavish b'chalpinos gufo v'kochos nafshu b'meshe yimtzu b'lchein b'nei Adonav. So, but the cheshbon ha-nefesh, number 7, is to ask yourself, am I doing this? According to the Chayim Zalvavos, again, this can't be said enough. I mean, if you learn the Chayim Zalvavos, it should be coming out of your ears already. A person walks around and does mitzvahs out of a sense of duty, of... It's not good. It's not good. You have to do it out of a sense of gratitude. The duty being to express gratitude. I mean, that's also a duty. But that's what it should be done in the avira of gratitude to Hashem. It shouldn't be done in an avira of... I mean, so you say, but Eved, we always talk about being an Eved Hashem. So the Chavis Alodas here is, he does it more in the Shara Vodas Alokim. He's describing an Eved who's profoundly grateful to the Adon for giving him everything that he has, because an Eved has nothing of his own. So he's grateful, and he wants to serve the Master. He can't break free, or he doesn't want to break free. The reality is, of course, there's no such thing as breaking free. So he wants to serve him. The Yosir Mesach Hasichlus Bomiolov, get rid of your foolishness. The Ilbash Kesus Hamor of Aboshus Mimen of Avabo, he's really describing, this is a synopsis of the whole Shara Avodas Elokim. The Achefet Meshi, who wrote it, and then you will benefit, you will benefit, it will come back to you. Vaz Yivu'iu Atolus Agdolus V'orim Agdolum Elokim, K'mo Yishenema Hashem B'or Panecha Ya'alechun V'omer Yor Hashem Ponav Elecha Vichuneka. So, again, this is just a description of what should be. He's going to get to the point of this number 7, that you have to ask yourself, where am I holding on that spectrum? How much am I doing what's expected of me? And again, Chayvus Halavos' world, the first step is to feel profoundly grateful. And everything else he holds will flow naturally, the way you would act towards someone that you would be profoundly grateful for saving your life, for giving your life, for providing you with everything you have. You wouldn't know what to do. You would go crazy figuring out what you could do for the person to express your gratitude. So that's where he wants you to come from. But the point of this number 7 is to think about how far along you are in this mindset, which we didn't even get up to that part yet. Okay.